Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Rolling along, 8 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey with you as well. Who is David was our winner in Smasher Pass.
Here we go, David.
David is the winner of a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu. So you get a $50 gift card, I ask you, to Booth Creek Wagyu. You go and just, does your fiance like steak?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, your wife, steak gal?
Oh, yeah.
Sure?
Mm-hmm.
So you just basically are buying for the family but getting 50 off. You're not just going to go be like, oh, one of the, like, Sunday, for instance, your, you know, family's going to be out watching the Taylor Swift stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you'd be like, I'm going to go get a steak for myself and just cook it?
No.
Is that selfish? Is that why I'm single?
Yeah. Okay. No. I would have said 100% yes.
Yeah.
In the past on this, have you had Wagyu beef, either of you?
Yes. Very have little.
You, very yeah. little. That's yeah. all you need. So we got the Denver cut, which I think is the good cut of steak that they had. That's what they told us when we first went down there. And they
what was the cut of meat?
I don't remember.
It was like ribeye or filet,
something like that.
Because Denver cut is—it's
just a nice piece of meat. Okay, okay? Gotcha. Look it up. I can't. It was just a great piece of meat, right? And so I bought this piece of meat and I cooked it like a normal steak and all this kind of stuff and sat it down. We sliced it all up and we started to eat it and we were like, "I'm full" after like one or two pieces of meat. Wagyu beef is so rich and so delicious, you just don't need to eat a lot. And so if I'm going to cook the Wagyu beef, I want everybody there for it because it takes the entire family to eat the steak. And I'm sure somebody on the text line will call me a wimp or something like that. But all of us were like, man, normal steak, this would have been for like one person. But this Wagyu beef is so rich and delicious and just unbelievable that you don't need to eat a lot of it to fill you up.
Yeah, I had a chef or something. He lived behind me, and he came over one night. He needed a lighter. And I was sitting on the patio, and he's like, hey, man, you got a lighter real quick? And I was like, yeah. So we started chatting. He goes, by the way, we're getting ready to move out. I wish we'd have known that you guys were, you know, chill like this. By the way, I work at 801 Chop House. Do you want a couple of, like, A5, like, fillets? I was like, yeah. Say less.
Yeah.
So I've gotten lucky in order to have that. And like you said, I mean, it was like, three bites in, I was like, oh my gosh. It's like those marbled like beef ribs you get at like barbecue joints. Like
right,
the big
prime the big
beef.
Ones. You only need one.
Yeah, if that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good. I think what cut of meat number one, ribeye or fillet?
I love a ribeye. Yeah. I'm a sucker for a great ribeye, man. There's a place where I grew up called Arthur's Tavern, and that you get the ribeye and you get a crock of French onion soup. And ooh, I mean, yeah, it's nice. Just so good. Yeah.
Doesn't Spec say the sirloin?
Yeah, that's right.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. He's in his car right now. He knows.
Sirloin.
He's nodding. He thinks the sirloin is the best cut of steak.
No, he doesn't. No, nobody Bob. Thinks that.
Bob, if he doesn't say sirloin is the best, if he says something different, you can take the rest of the week
sirloin.
Off.
Sirloin?
100%.
I know.
That's like end of the month. You got a few new quarters left. You're like, I'll take the sirloin.
That's me
like,
at Applebee's.
Yeah.
You're like, a cheap date.
Yeah. Like sirloin. That no. And that comes from a guy who has a moose bouches at every meal, whatever the hell that is. Oh, we have an amuse-bouche at Thanksgiving.
Never heard of
what?
It.
Yeah, except when he tells you what he what kind of meat, he's like the classic, the sirloin, like the classic
hot honey and pepperoni pizza. That was like founded a year ago.
The classic.
I'll take the classic hot honey and the classic.
It's
brand new. I'll take one of those classic dirty sodas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. I mean, like, seriously, I'll take the classic hot honey and pepperoni.
I'll take that classic Dubai chocolate bar.
Thing, too. That's the other one that's driving everybody nuts now.
It's like mucus inside of chocolate.
Dubai chocolate. I'm like, all right, fine, whatever.
It's like pubes and green stuff. I'm good on the Dubai chocolate. It's pistachio cream.
It's actually really good, but sure. I mean, I'm not going to seek it out and drive all over Olathe looking for this thing. There's like some special store in the middle of Olathe now that serves this Dubai chocolate. People are flocking to this place.
You don't have to give Olathe a look, but you could drive to New Orleans to find something that the Chiefs might want to look at, and that is Alvin Kamara. Mm-hmm. His conversation of being a trade piece is growing and growing and growing and growing. They play your Giants this week, which I do like the Giants' this matchup for obvious reasons, but you got to think, you know, we kind of, I don't know, basically said what teams are basically eliminated already. There's two teams playing each other, eliminated Miami and Carolina this week.
Mm-hmm.
You would think the Jets, you would think the Titans, all those teams, probably their season's pretty much done. The Saints are there as well, I would think. And Kamara could interest the Chiefs for what? You're giving up a fifth-round draft pick for Alvin Kamara?
Maybe fourth.
Yeah, maybe fourth. Bleacher Report came up with like 10 guys that could possibly be traded and good fits for them, right? And I went through the list, and I'm like, okay, I do like Kamara, obviously. Mm. The other guy on the list, I like Trey Hendrickson. Not for a second-round draft pick like Bleacher Report said, because you're only getting Trey Hendrickson for this year. I'd do a fourth or a fifth. But they said a conditional fourth-round pick for Alvin Kamara. I think that seems like a steal because he's playing really good right now.
Yeah.
And you have two more years left. Let's say he only plays this year and you gave up a fourth-round pick and you get to the Super Bowl again. Hell, yes, it was worth that pick. It's absolutely worth that pick. If you can get Alvin Kamara for a fourth-round pick, you make that trade right now. That's my opinion. And you know where I stand on running backs, and I love the way that this organization drafts, but he just seems like a nice fit right now. And if you give up a fourth-round pick and you get just this year, it's worth it. But if you get even more from Alvin Kamara for the next 2 years where his contract is, oh, my God, that would be looked at as like a great steal for
the Chiefs. Would the Chiefs become more efficient with the running back even if they had a guy like Alvin Kamara, though?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, Dusty. We can give you all the tools. Are you going to utilize them, Andy? You know?
Because I was kind of knocked down a peg yesterday reading some articles of, like, Chiefs sleepers, Chiefs, all the people that do all the Chiefs stuff, and they were talking about Rashard Smith's running back workload. Four of those runs came when the game was over and Gardner Minshew was the quarterback.
Garbage timing.
Yeah, there was 19, but in reality, there was 15. But he did have three passing targets in the first half. So I'm so confused on what Rashard Smith is going to be. I'm still going to think they're going to get him more incorporated because Matt Nagy said so, and Andy Reid quoted that in his press conference saying, yeah, Matt's trying to get him more involved in the offense.
Oh, yeah.
So when you look at that, but you also look at that stat on the other side. Yes, because like they did the big stat of like the Chiefs being under center more, right?
Yeah.
Well, like five of those snaps were Gardner Minshew in the fourth quarter.
I know, I didn't like that.
And I'm like, damn it, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember Mahomes being under center all that much, you know?
More six linemen, maybe. They just looked bigger. They felt more physical, maybe. But yeah, you're right. The numbers don't pan out like that as much as I thought they were either. But with Kamara, I mean, you don't even have to run with him. Like we saw that little touchdown for Pacheco wide open in the flat. Like that's what if that's Kamara?
Yeah.
That's every game.
And he could play a Kamara head stadium, too.
And think about, we're moving on from that. Jeez.
Oh, is it Friday yet?
Man, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
Have some shame.
The wit, though, there is solid. Props to you.
Thank you.
No, it's good. But think about how good he is with everyone and their mother knowing he's getting the football for the last 2 years. Everyone knows he's getting the ball for the Saints.
Oh, well, who else are you going to give it to?
Exactly.
I'm asking a serious question. Who else are you going to give it to?
Olave's fine.
Olave. Chris Olave. Who else?
Somebody says in the text line, sleeper alert, Keaton Mitchell from Baltimore.
It's a fun one.
For a trade?
Yeah, I'm not trading for Keaton Mitchell.
I am trading for Alvin Kamara, though. A fourth-round pick, I'm in on that 100%. And to get me to do that, you know, takes a lot for a running back in a trade. I'm in on that one. I also like that trade.
I also like this text. It says, if they want Rashard Smith to be a pass catching running back, who better to learn from than Alvin Kamara?
What a great text. 100%. You get the rest of the week off. That's a hell of an intelligent text. I love that.
Because that's kind of the style that Rashard Smith could be. And I think Kamara is a little bit tougher. I think he's a little bit bigger. He's obviously older.
And then Rashard Smith goes into Canton and he's thanking, you know, Alvin Kamara, just like Patrick Mahomes will be thanking Alex Smith.
Damn right.
God, Kamara on this team would be sick.
Oh, it would be great.
We did have a text that said, to be honest, guys, I'm a little gun shy after DeAndre Hopkins, which is a fair thing to say.
Yeah,
but it
everybody
doesn't always
that
work
we've
out like
gotten,
that.
Yeah, but LeSean McCoy, Le'Veon Bell, DeAndre Hopkins,
on offense,
Kelvin
you're right.
No, I'm talking offense. Yeah, and Kamara's offense, right?
You're right.
All of the offensive players that they have kind of added in the middle of the season have not panned out. Now, whose fault is that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it the player? Is it the team? Is it because you came in midseason? It's hard to gel at that point in time. But I would think a guy like Alvin Kamara could
gel.
But we thought that about Sammy Watkins last year, right?
Hopkins, yeah.
Hopkins. I know I said Sammy Watkins. But DeAndre Hopkins, we thought that about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Le'Veon Bell, we thought that about LeSean McCoy. Now, those guys were also at the ends of their careers. All three. Look, DeAndre Hopkins is having a nice year right now. But he's at the end of his career, too. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, Alvin Kamara's in the early stages of his career, but I'm watching what he's doing right now. He's playing really good football right now. And just to have him for the rest of the year is worth a fourth-round draft pick.
He's got juice. Yep.
If you did a poll question, Breece Hall or Alvin Kamara, who do you think would win?
I'd go Breece Hall because I love him, but, you know.
I think the poll would be Breece Hall because, for what Bob said, the future.
Yeah.
You could sign him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Younger, long-term, but Alvin Kamara, popular name, and sometimes people, you know, Brees, I know Kamara, you know.
Also a Vol. Bonus.
Some breaking news out of college basketball I want to get to on the other side for March Madness.
There's a storm coming.
Yeah, there is. Where it's at, you'll find out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.